We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Part of our Fridays during football season are going to be spent talking with Joe Ostrowski. He is one of the hosts of Bet Sweats on radio.com. If you're someone who really likes to figure out what's going on in the world of sports betting, I don't know anyone who's better than Joe Ostrowski. He has kind of cornered the market here in Chicago on that subject, which is why I was glad that he was available to be on this show once a week to give you the best analysis on what you should do with your money if you're planning on maybe making a move. He joins me now on the Al Pamani Ford Hotline. Al Pamani Ford has 500 new and used vehicles for you to choose from out in Melrose Park. You can also just go to alpamaniford.com. Joseph, how are you, man?
Life is good. Lawrence, there's too much sports. There's too much. I can't keep up with it all. Like, I love to bet golf, but that's going on the back burner now. I mean, golf used to be the main sport going on, but with the NFL. And we're going to have some college football this weekend. Really kicks up in a couple of weeks. The NBA playoffs, NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, Cubs and Sox every day. My God,
the U.S. Open.
It's too much. We have multiple golf majors to go this year.
It's a lot. It's a lot to try and keep straight. I imagine that for someone who's trying to keep an eye on the betting world, it's a lot too. So how good did that backdoor over feel last night?
Oh, I was getting stressed, man. I got to tell you, because we launched this new show, Bet Sweats, and the first NFL game and my big pick that I was touting all day yesterday, Ross Tucker agreed. So we're both on the same side. Go over 53.5. Go over. And that was a dead under for almost the entire game. I'm thinking near halftime, okay, I've got a chance. Let's get a touchdown here. And that did not happen. And there was a missed field goal. But the last 3 to 4 minutes of the game, just beautiful. And the best part is, one of the best parts, is it's not what the books needed. They really needed that to go under. And the line that most people got, it went over. Lawrence, the last few minutes of that game, I mean, I haven't felt alive like that since the Super Bowl when watching sports.
Wow.
I'm serious, man. It was so good. And the key after the Watson touchdown was the return for Kansas City to get the ball at the Houston 20, right? And then a field goal put them up 14. Like, I think there are a lot of coaches in the league that maybe would not have attempted the field goal. Like, if it's Reed against Nagy, like we saw last year, he probably doesn't put more points on the board. But I think Andy Reid, that was so beautiful, and it goes over 54. I mean, Edwards-Helaire, the kid looks fantastic. One of my big takeaways from the game. But, kid, you got to get it in the end zone when you're that close. He had three opportunities. Like, I'm screaming. It was so much fun to watch that last night. And I think most people walked away winners. That was how I was looking at the game at the total. I didn't really have a pick on the side between the Chiefs and the Texans because I didn't know what Houston was going to look like. But that was a lot of fun, and we get to do it for 10 hours on Sunday.
Yeah, it's going to be magical for sure. Any tips on betting Kansas City for the rest of the season, or at least the next couple weeks?
So we thought there would be some rust with these teams without any preseason games, with limited practice time. Did you see any rust with the
teams? I did not. I was amazed. I was amazed by how good Kansas City looked on offense yesterday.
Yeah, and can we make a case maybe during the year that they got better because of Edwards-Helaire in the backfield, and you still have Watkins and Kelsey and Tyreek? And when teams win Super Bowls, they usually don't have the ability to bring everybody back on offense. So, yeah, that's – and a couple weeks from now, on Monday night, we're going to get what we thought was going to be the AFC Championship game. We're going to get Mahomes against Lamar Jackson. It is that'll be great, too. I actually think there are more things to look at on the Houston side, because the Chiefs, as expected, they're a great team again. As long as Mahomes stays healthy, they're going to win the division, and maybe they'll be the bye in the AFC. But on the Houston side, the big question, Watson gets the big contract. His head coach gets rid of a lot of his players. They lose 46% of his touches from last season with Hopkins and Hyde. Is how would the new pieces look with Watson? And Watson had a rough game, but I will say I was impressed with David Johnson. Same thing with Will Fuller. It's always a story with Will Fuller. Can you stay healthy? And I think a narrative we'll see in the first month of the season is that, you changed too much of the offense. This crazy 2020 year, Houston's really struggling. Well, they're up against it to start. So they had Kansas City last night. They have the Ravens next week. Then they have the Steelers with Big Ben back. And then they've got the Vikings. So people are going to say Bill O'Brien stinks, and he may. He just may. Down multiple scores. Doesn't want to go for it on fourth down against Pat Mahomes. Okay, I think that plan will work out well for you. They're up against it. I don't know that the Texans make the playoffs this year, but I think some will overreact and take that sample size of one and say, okay, we have the Texans offense. They had all this change in the offseason, and they're going to try to relate it to some other teams where you do have new quarterbacks. There are a lot of pieces changing on offense, and say maybe teams with new coaches, with new quarterbacks are going to struggle. And I'd slow down on overreacting in that manner.
Bet Sweats is the name of the show. You can listen to it on radio.com, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. our time here in Chicago. It's also wherever you get your podcast, you can find it. Joe does an incredible job. I thought that last night was interesting because Kansas City is going to be one of the few places, at least early on, where there could actually be a home field advantage. I'm not sure how to handicap this when it comes to places where there is going to be no crowd. So what are you thinking when it comes to, like, even the Bears game, where not that the Lions have an incredible home field advantage, but it can get loud in there without fans? What does any of this stuff look like to you?
You are not alone, Lawrence. Nobody knows. There are some people that like to say they know, but it's just giving their best guess. It took a long time to figure out, okay, it's 3 points, which really, that's what people say in mainstream media. That's not what it is. It's actually much less than that. It's closer to 2.5 points. And some of the great home fields, like Arrowhead, like Seattle, that's three. And there is going to be a difference. But the thing to watch now is, what's the noise like? That's what most players say really impact them. It's about the noise. The people I talk to that do some modeling, the bookmakers out there making lines, to start, it's one. That's what they're doing. They're saying, you're at home, you get one extra point. So it's kind of easy to figure out, right? It's always pretty easy. But since it's one across the board, you can kind of figure out the power rankings. It's okay. So really, the Lions are 2 points better than the Bears on a neutral field? I don't know that I agree with that. We're all trying to figure it out. I don't think we'll really understand until at least a month into the season. But I would say for travel, for staying in a hotel during a pandemic, home team being comfortable, getting to the routine a little bit in their home stadium, you get something. But it's not like we're used to where it's 2.5, 3, or even 3.5 points. So that's something fascinating. It's a great topic, just something to monitor. But right now, nobody knows what it's worth.
Okay, let's get your thoughts on the Bears, because this is the team that you care about the most, not even from a betting perspective. And we're talking with Joe Strauss. Oh, maybe not.
We're talking to me or the listeners.
Well, both. You know, I'm trying to engage everyone in this conversation. But what did
Go
you think
Bears!
Of them? Go Bears is correct, studs. Well, what did you think of them naming Trubisky as the starter?
Yeah, I just did that for studs because he gets really mad. Last night he was getting mad when people were talking about Trubisky and Pace, and you get Mahomes and Watson, and then Watson sits down next on the bench next to Mahomes.
Joe, how great of a moment was that yesterday?
That was awesome.
It was just like, and those two guys like really like each other too. And so they're just sitting there hanging out. I already screenshot that. I'm going to use that if Mitch is not good. I'm just going to put that picture up with no caption at all. But it just feels like this is the new age version of Manning and Brady, but they actually like each other. Like it's hysterical.
You can use that picture on the bench next to my avatar on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Trust. I will definitely do that. I got that one loaded, ready to go.
You call it the Barry Horowitz move? I've been trying to tell people for months that Mitch Trubisky was going to be the week one starter. I don't care which quarterback they brought in. I don't care what Ryan Pace gave up. I don't care which coaches they brought in. One more try for my guy. One final skate for Mitchell Trubisky. And that's what we're going to get in Bears Lions. I hear people say, oh, okay, so we'll see what Trubisky does for a month or 6 weeks, like Mariota and Tannehill with Tennessee. Matt Nagy doesn't want him playing Sunday, okay? This thing is not going on for a month or 6 weeks if there are any struggles. And there are just too many things building up here, Lawrence. First off, of course, you have Trubisky's success against the Lions. So the schedule makers really helped Ryan Pace as far as that goes. Foles, throughout his career, he plays well in relief, plays well coming off the bench. Another argument you have is, hey, we had no preseason games. I mean, listen, if you're a real organization, do you really need those 3 weeks of practice against your own defense to find out which quarterback is better? No, you just play the better quarterback. You also don't play matchups. Like, where do we do that in the NFL? Oh, you know what? This quarterback's good against this team. Oh, no. Okay, now let's go. Like, it's fantasy football. It's so strange. But with all that adding up, I figured they would give Mitch one more try. And That's exactly what they're doing. I don't know how it's going to go with all the soft defenses that are lined up in the first 6 weeks, but he will struggle. They'll both play, I think, a good amount this season.
What's the Bears season total? 7.5?
It depends where you look, but most of the places are down to 7.5. I believe FanDuel actually has an 8 now, if you want to do that.
Huh. Now, Joe, will you go back into your archives and let people know the quarterbacks that the Bears beat to get to 8-8 last year?
This is when they get mad at me, Lawrence. So you're just setting it up. Like, hey, Joe, I want to tear up your mentions right now. It's worth noting, but people have a lot of excuses and they want to scream at me. You can only play who's on your schedule. Yes, I know. Here's the reason I've brought this up, and I'll go over it in a second. But the reason I've talked about this is because one of the narratives that I've heard for the last year was the Bears were 8-8 and everything went wrong. And I couldn't disagree with that anymore. How did everything go wrong? Because a veteran defensive lineman and Akeem Hicks went to an injury, and then they start getting gashed in the run game. That means everything went wrong. Because there was regression with the turnovers on defense. That was expected by everyone.
Everyone called that out.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about that so many different times. So I don't get that. As a reminder, these are the 8 quarterbacks the Bears beat last season. And I know Herb doesn't even give the Bears credit for some of these wins. That's how bad some of the quarterbacks are. Joe Flacco, Case Keenum, Kirk Cousins, Jeff Driscoll, Daniel Jones as a rookie, David Blau, Dak Prescott, and something named Sean Mannion.
They did. Like, you're right. Like, the
That's a lot of luck. That's a lot of luck to go against these guys who probably should be in the XFL.
You're 100% right. The idea of everything went wrong for the Bears, other than the fact that Matthew Stafford didn't play them at all last year. Mm-hmm. Like, they got the backup, and then the backup got benched for a third-string guy that competed. Like, David Blau was competing in that game against the Bears. So I think that it's a relevant point to bring up and just to put into the discussion about the Bears. Are there any Bears bets that make sense to you? And what do you think about this particular game?
Not only was Matthew Stafford not there, but let's remember when he was injured halfway through the season, he was on pace for 5,000 yards and 38 passing touchdowns. So that you can carry over into this game a little bit. Here's what I find absolutely fascinating. So in the middle of the summer, when they first posted these week one lines, some books had the Bears as slight favorites. And there was a lot of action by people that like to bet these early numbers because they think they have an advantage. There's a strong disagreement. And that's what happened in this game, Lawrence. There was a flood of money coming in on the Lions saying, no. The Bears are not better than the Lions, especially on the road. So then the Lions became slight favorites. So then Mitch Trubisky gets named the starter for this game. More people start betting on the NFL week one as it's around the corner, and it's gone from Bears slight favorites early in the offseason to Lions favored by 3 right now at most books, and that's where we sit. As far as this game, I don't have a strong opinion on the side. I disagree with the market that is saying if you're giving 1 point for home field that the Lions are 2 points better on a neutral field. I do disagree with that. They have been a buzzy team this offseason for those expecting to get a full season out of Matthew Stafford and what he was able to do in the first half last year. I don't think they're winning the North. Some have tried to make a case for that. The defense just isn't good enough. But they'll be able to put up some points. The prop bets are not up, but with this game and the Lions, man, it's just on repeat every year. We talk about how they don't have a run game, and that's still the case with Kerryon Johnson, and they drafted DeAndre Swift, who's on the injury report, Adrian Peterson, yeah, and Ty Johnson. It's the same thing all over again. So I'm expecting a lot of pass attempts from Stafford, and the Lions better hope. And part of the reason I don't have a bet right now on the side is, like, we don't know what's happening with Kenny Golladay. He was extremely limited today in practice. I want to see that final injury report. We don't exactly know what's happening with Robert Quinn. So I'm not doing that, but I think Stafford is going to pass, and pass some more and try to attack the Bears' corners. So I'm pretty positive. It depends on the number, but I'm pretty sure that I'm going to go over on Stafford pass attempts for this game.
I want people to listen to Bet Sweats. That's the show that Joe does where he's talking about all of these things and all of his issues with trying to bet NBA, NHL, U.S. Open, NFL, college football, baseball. So what's the show about? Where can people hear it?
It's 2 hours live, 9 to 11 a.m. every single day on the radio.com app, or you can actually watch us. You can watch me in my basement studio on radio.com/BetSweats. And if you can't check it out live, I highly recommend subscribe to the podcast because it's available there 24/7. We have great guests every day. It's myself and Ross Tucker all football season. Today, Ross was in some dingy hotel room because he's calling the Army Louisiana Monroe game tomorrow for CBS Sports Network.
Oh my God.
I was like looking at it. I see the air conditioner on the ground. I'm like, where are you staying, dude? But yeah, it's so much fun. I mean, Monday is just going to be out of this world. Here's what I'm hoping for the show. because you've probably heard some of the hype for the Cowboys. Cowboys and the Rams on Sunday night. Not everybody, but there's been so much on the hype for the Cowboys. I hope the Rams pull off the slight upset and they win, because I want to see Dallas just melt and all these Cowboys fans just completely freak out. It would be so much fun, and it would make Overreaction Monday even better. Lawrence, can I leave you with my hot take on the NFC North?
Absolutely.
Okay. So you can bet on where you think teams will finish in their divisions. Like the Bears right now, the lowest number you'll find, meaning the favorite, is for fourth. The Bears to be in fourth place. They are 2-1 right now if you want to bet that. The Vikings are the favorite over the Packers to win the NFC North. And this kind of just hit me yesterday as things have piled up for Minnesota. You lose Stephon Diggs. Safety, Sendejo, you lose. Danielle Hunter goes on IR. Linval Joseph is gone. At cornerback, Rhodes, Waynes, Alexander, all gone. Vikings, by the way, favored by 2.5 against the Packers this weekend. I think the Vikings are going to be in fourth place.
Wow. Okay. Okay. I mean,
worst to first to worst league. And by the way, everybody I talk to tells me, Joe, I think the Bears are going to be in fourth place. But it's just with all these things piling up, and I understand Packers regression, they're not going to be 13-3 again. I get that. But the market overreacted. The win total's 8.5 for Green Bay. Like, you still have Aaron Rodgers. Like, that's going too much the other way. But I don't expect a good season out of Minnesota at all.
I don't trust their quarterback to elevate them.
Well,
with
there's
all
that
of
too.
The other things that go on with their team. So I understand. I mean, I'm shocked by it. But when you given a minute to react to it, I get it. Like, I totally get it. But that also means that the Bears have to overachieve a little bit. And we'll find out Sunday if that's even a possible thing. Joe, I'm so excited for the new show, and I'm really glad that you're going to be on with us on Fridays during the season.
Thank you, Lawrence. This is going to be a blast every week.
It is. Now go take a breath, because there's plenty of games this afternoon and tonight that you have to get ready for.
Yes, and I'll be on the air tonight at 6 o'clock for early odds. I've just got a few minutes before we get to Cubs pregame. And then tomorrow morning right here on The Score, 8 to 9 a.m.
There's nobody better. That's Joe Ostrowski. We need to take a timeout. When we come back, I'm going to get to your answers. I threw it out there early in the show. We're going to get to them. And if you want to jump in, 312-644-6767. I need a word about how you feel about the Bears' upcoming season. Like, give me the word, and then give me the explanation behind the word. You can text it in at 312-644-6767, or you can call us. We will do that next here on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Where we were going to be different this year was get a lot more starters playing in the preseason, and that was for the physical mindset for them. They were going to be able to get that going. Now, no other teams have really done that. No, there's some teams that are doing a lot more live than others. Where I think we could have been better last year was the mental toughness as well in training camp. That's where I think we couldn't control necessarily the physical toughness in without losing preseason games. We could only do what we do here in training camp. But what we did do is we controlled their mental toughness.
That is Bears head coach Matt Nagy talking about the beginning of the season. That's what I want to talk with you about for the rest of the show. 312-644-6767 is the number, whether you want to text or whether you want to call in. I want one word to describe how you feel about the season opening up, and then I want you to back it up with some stuff, all right? I got some great tweets that I'm going to get to you. I got some fantastic texts from you. Let me take Bill, who's out in Arlington Heights. Hey, Bill, you're on The Score.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. What's your one word that describes how you feel about the beginning of the season?
Quarterback.
Okay, talk to me.
My grandson plays for Fresno City. He can throw the 20-yard out. Mitch Trubisky can't.
Okay, I appreciate the phone call, Bill. I really do want to take phone calls, but that was the first one, huh? I feel like, is it? All right, Studs, let me ask you this question.
What's up?
Am I a bad guy if my retort, like I didn't do this to Bill. I'm just wondering, am I a bad guy if my retort to Bill is your grandson sucks at football?
No.
Okay.
He's comparing me to a professional quarterback.
Like, he's better than I am at this point in my life, but in comparison to anyone that played Division I football and professional football, in comparison, that guy's grandson sucks, right?
Yes. Like, you make that comparison to anyone that didn't make it to professional, like, even didn't play at a Division I level. Like, I played in high school. I suck at football compared to literally every player that went beyond high school.
Correct. And try to make a 20-yard out with the professional pass rush.
And with a professional defensive back trying to jump the route.
Yeah, there's all that stuff. I get it. Like, I get it. I truly do. But that doesn't bode well for the Bears. That was the first call. I was expecting someone to say something different. I wasn't expecting Bill to be out here talking about his grandson is better. Bill, I hate to be the one to tell you, I'm sure you love your grandson, and I'm glad that you love him, and I'm sure that he loves you too. He's not better than Mitchell Trubisky. And I'll even put a comma yet. How about that? Yet. Maybe he proves us all wrong. I doubt it, because the odds are so against it. But I do appreciate you calling, even if it was just for the comedy of it. Let me get to some of your tweets on this, because I can screen those. Chris says, oh, it's our buddy Chris Swick. Mixed. I think they can bounce back, maybe even make the playoffs, but Trubisky won't make enough strides, and they'll need to draft another quarterback next year. By the way, I think you draft a quarterback regardless. That's just me. This is from Shy City. He says, hope. Now, I'm not sold on it happening, but my hope starts with number 10 and just being sick and tired of hearing him be a punchline. It personally makes me want to root for him even more to miraculously have it click. Top 5 D if healthy, and him being really good will make them good. I understand the kind of pendulum swing that because Trubisky has been what a lot of people say is the reason why the Bears haven't gotten to where they want to go. I'm rooting for him. I've said that in podcast form a few weeks ago on House of L, and I've joked about it here on the air. I don't think any of us are rooting against him, though. I think there's a difference between wanting a guy to do well and then looking at the data that's available and saying, can this guy be more than what you've seen? There's a good enough sample of games now for Mitch that it's okay for you to have questions. It is an opportunity for him to try and make doubters, to make them doubt themselves. But he's got to prove it. This from Jonathan. He says, precarious. From the injuries to play calling to the QB situation, there's so much potential that feels unstable. It feels like a house of cards, and so I remain cautiously optimistic. Nothing wrong with that. I think that the play calling aspect of this is significant, and I am curious to see how Matt Nagy goes about helping whomever the quarterback is, but specifically for Mitch, you have to be able to run the ball more effectively. You need to put in more play action for him because I think, not just because I think, but the league probably thinks that he's better when he has a run game and play action to work off of. We are going to try and we're going to hopefully learn more about what adjustments Matt Nagy made because that's significant. I know that everyone thinks that the development is all on the quarterback. It's not. It's on the head coach too. So let's see if there's going to be a change in the way that he calls games. 312-644-6767. If you would like to text us, you can do that. If you would like to hit us up on the phone lines, you can do that. I want one word and then a sentence that explains the one word on how you feel about the Bears getting ready to start the season. And I don't want to hear about Bill's grandson playing football for Fresno City. Back after this on The Score.
One word.
I really love it when the texters get what we're doing on the show. There are a lot of people who are really mad at Bill from Arlington Heights. This texter was like, yo, my nephew just started pre-K last week. He's better than Mitchell Trubisky. This texter says, was that Fresno City or State? Either way, it's a hard sell. That's right. Another 708 texter says, you should do a segment. What is better than Mitchell Trubisky? I'm going to tell you right now, it's not Bill's grandson. And I'm so glad he didn't name the kid. Because I like the idea of him just being this nebulous quarterback, Bill's grandson. And I'm here to tell you that Bill's grandson cannot throw a 20-yard out consistently. There aren't a lot of quarterbacks in high school who can. That was the other question. Like, was he talking about a kid that's playing at Fresno State? I don't think he was, but who knows? All right, back to some of your responses on this. And what we're doing is we're taking a word. We're talking about how you feel, having the word describe how you feel about the upcoming season, and then explaining the word. Let's go out to the South Side and talk with Tony. Hey, Tony, you're on The Score.
Hey, Terrell.
Wait, Tony, stop for a second. I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Are you about to tell me that your grandson is better than Mitchell Trubisky?
No, I'm not about to tell you that, but I'm sitting right next to Ecclesall Stadium on the south side, and I could
over
do it myself.
Over on 82nd and Yates,
Mitchell.
Baby.
Yes, I am, right here, representing the Dunbar Mighty Man. There it is.
All right, so what's your feeling about this upcoming season?
Terrible. Mitchell Trubisky is going to be terrible. Bottom line, they've – it doesn't matter how you want to mix it up or the plan or the players around him. He's still going to be terrible because he's still got to get out there and perform. And he has shown in these last 2 years that he cannot do it. He cannot get the job done.
Okay, Tony, I appreciate the phone call. I really wasn't expecting this to turn into like a ripping of Mitch session. Like that wasn't my goal for this topic at all. That shows what I know about you, the listener. Before I go back to the text, Alec is out in Schaumburg. Hey, Alec, before you start, are you about to rip Mitch too?
Well, I'm definitely not better than Mitch.
Okay, all right, that's fair. That's a good place to start. What word describes how you feel about the beginning of the season?
I'm terrified, I'll be honest. You know, what have we done? What have we done in this offseason? We've gotten a right guard. Our offensive line was awful last year. Absolutely awful. We couldn't establish the run because of our offensive line. And Mitch Trubisky, I mean, he's not our savior, right? So, but yeah, definitely not better than he is. You know, after watching the game last night, I don't know how we would even compete with the Kansas City Chiefs. There's no way.
Well, you don't
There's
have
no
to,
way we're
you
gonna
don't
win
have to worry.
Super Bowl.
But you don't have to worry about them. Like, don't worry about 5 months from now. Like, that doesn't do anyone any good. I appreciate the phone call. Don't look at Kansas City and be like, there's no way the Bears on September 11th match up with Kansas City for the Super Bowl. Like that, we're a long way from that. I'm asking you, can they beat Detroit? And if you're excited about the game against Detroit. Studs, where did I go wrong? I'm going to need you to be the ombudsman on this. Where did I go wrong? Was my concept of the topic wrong? Was it wrong to allow callers to be a part of the topic? Where did I get this one wrong?
I'm going to say maybe the callers thing, because it's not that we shouldn't take calls, because callers are fun, But
no, I'm having fun. Yeah, like, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm totally having fun.
It's just,
I saw this going differently in my mind. That's all.
I think that because the callers especially seem to always go straight to Mitch. And so, and maybe it's just, maybe it was the topic itself, the idea of give me one word, and then we're going to get some cynicism, and that's immediately going to go to hating on Mitchell Trubisky, because that seems to be the source of, or the place that Bears fans go when they want to blame things that are going wrong. It's like, let's just blame Mitch. So maybe the concept was flawed.
Okay, I mean, that's fair. I will think about it over the weekend, like how I totally destroyed the show by throwing a topic out that I thought was going to be a little bit more thoughtful. And it was, you know what it is, Studs? Can I throw this into the mix for us discussing this too?
Okay.
Is it possible that there's so much pent-up anger that when I gave them the opportunity, they went immediately to anger and no nuance at all? That because of everything else that's happening, like, let's throw everything in. There's wildfires, there's hurricanes, there's a pandemic that's going on. People aren't happy with the Cubs offense. People don't like the Dallas Keuchel's on the IL. Like, all of those things, you add them up, you stir them in a pot, and then when someone asks you about the Bears, the first thing is, my grandson is better than the quarterback of the Bears. Is it possible that that is what we're seeing here as far as reaction goes?
I think that could be it as well, because it's, you know, the Bears are the great unifier of the city, right? Like, everybody loves the Bears. Some people are Sox fans, some people are Cubs fans, but everybody loves the Bears. So that can be a unified source of anger. It's like, oh, let's all complain about this, because this is a good way to get this off our chest. And, oh, by the way, my grandson is better than Mitch Trubisky.
All right, should I look up the Fresno City College roster and find a quarterback that's maybe from around here? Or would that be fair? To the young, that's not fair to the young man. It would not. I can answer my own question. That's not fair to him.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I think let's leave him out of this.
All right. Well, his grandfather brought him into it. I didn't bring him into it.
That's true.
I wasn't like, hey, Studs, call Bill from Arlington Heights and bring him on so that he can talk about how good his grandson is in comparison to Mitchell Trubisky. I didn't do any of that.
No, he did that of his own accord. He brought,
he brought
this on himself.
He brought this on his grandson. What if that kid grows up to be, like, the best quarterback ever? Like, what if he goes to the combine and blows people away and ends up getting drafted?
Well, then he's proven us wrong.
Yeah, it's not likely. I'm going to talk to McNeil and Parkins about that and other stuff next here on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.